The city of Boston is now on the state's list of communities at higher risk of COVID-19 after the city's infection rate rose this past week. 10 other communities were added to the list, while 3 were removed. At the same time, statewide, COVID-19 hospitalizations are creeping back up. Joining us to talk about this morning is Sam Scarpino, an assistant professor who leads Northeastern University's Emergent Epidemics Lab. Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So we're seeing increases in positive test rates around the state. Are they significant enough to concern you at this point?
I think they are significant enough because we're also seeing increasing rates of hospitalization. So in addition to seeing an increasing rate of test positivity, an increasing rate of the percent of individuals that are testing positive, we're also seeing an increasing number of hospitalizations that are up well over 30%. In the past couple of weeks. All of those indicators are pointing towards a broader scale resurgence of COVID-19 in Massachusetts.
Any idea what might be driving this at this moment? Did the state, for example, start reopening too soon? Are we moving along too quickly?
Unfortunately, we've not gotten a lot of clear guidance from the state on where they think these new cases are coming from. Just speculating, the CDC ranks dining as by far the biggest risk factor associated with COVID-19 infection in the United States. And given our continued relaxation of dining, especially indoor dining, that is likely one of the contributing factors. But again, we're waiting on more information from the state around where these cases are coming from.
So what's your gut tell you? Governor Baker is allowing low-risk communities to proceed with the next stage of reopening this coming week, which includes opening performance venues and relaxing some of the limits on indoor recreation and increasing the table size for dining. Is that not a good idea from your point of view?
I don't think that it's a good idea for a couple of reasons. First, preventing super spreading events is one of the most important aspects of controlling COVID-19. And so anything that increases the number of individuals that are gathered in the same place, especially indoors, is going to be high risk. The second, and we've seen this nationally, is that individuals are likely to travel to neighboring areas where additional services are open or where measures are relaxed. And so there's, of course, nothing to prevent individuals from moving from higher risk communities to lower risk communities to attend events at large venues, to attend gatherings at restaurants that have relaxed. So I think given the high rate of positivity across the state, it's just simply not safe to continue with these measures.
Your group has done projections in the past based on modeling. What are you seeing as likely for Massachusetts going forward?
There are a couple of issues that make it difficult to generate predictions right now. One is the really high rate of testing coming from colleges and universities. And given that most of those only opened quite recently, we're still waiting to see how they're going to progress in terms of positivity. But for right now, the percent positivity is quite low. And so that is potentially skewing some of the estimates. It's also very unclear what's going to happen as we start to move inside as the weather cools down. But certainly given that all of these different indicators are pointing in the wrong direction, it's a very worrying trend and one that we should move quickly to try and prevent from getting further out of hand.
Since you mentioned the colder weather, we've heard for months that the colder winter weather could bring more cases. Do you think we're seeing the start of a second wave? You worried about that?
Well, I'm certainly worried about the potential for a second wave. We are seeing increasing case numbers, percent positivity, hospitalization. However, I think that the effects of winter are still likely to come as the weather gets continually colder in Boston and people increasingly spend time indoors where we know the risk of transmission of COVID is much higher.
So how do we head that off?
Well, one of the ways that we can head that off is by taking measures now, for example, by not continuing to relax limits on group sizes in indoor dining, in particular in larger venues, by focusing on ensuring that we have tests that are available for individuals throughout the community, and by ensuring that we have the appropriate financial support in place for those individuals and businesses that are going to be bearing the brunt of that. But everything that we do now, we're going to be paid back for in the future, either in the positive or negative. And so it's much easier to intervene early than it is to intervene late, as we saw back in March and April.
Sam Scarpino is an assistant professor of network science at Northeastern University and is the head of the Emergent Epidemics Lab at Northeastern. Sam, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.